Okay, so Debbie, go ahead, do the roll call.
Okay, Tom Vetlak? David Byers?
Stuart Brunner here for David Byers.
Peter Graves? Michael Jeans?
Present.
Dan Mazzola?
Present.
Michael Palicki? David Raber? Morgan Reed?
Present.
David Stevens? Mike Littman?
Here.
Don Shooter? Richard Stavniak?
Rebecca Pereira here for Richard Stavniak.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Okay. So, officially call the meeting to order. You were all given out information prior to the meeting. Do we have anything from the last meeting that needs to be discussed from the members? Hearing?
Well, I have a slightly edited minutes, that's all.
Yep.
We'll get to that.
Hold your thought, that's the Stuart portion of this. So, okay, so nothing being heard that needs to be discussed, and we have the minutes. Stuart has submitted some changes to the minutes from the meeting.
As usual.
As usual.
Editorial in nature only.
All right. With that, is there any motion to approve the minutes with Stuart's edits? We can go through them if you'd like.
If you wanna know, I can tell you.
You got high level, just real quick. Is there a couple issues that you saw?
Tenses.
It was tenses on the statements of fact, basically.
Okay.
I just changed them all to past tense. And there was one spot where there was a typo, and so it didn't make sense. So
okay,
I just filled
so
in the pronoun.
There were no structural intent, okay, changes to the meeting, or to the minutes. So with that, do I have an approval to pass the minutes?
Move approval.
Do I have a second?
I should at least
second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Who was that?
That was Tom Vetlak.
Thanks, Tom.
And just for the record, my motion included Stuart's.
Oh, good one.
Changes.
Yeah, changes.
Tense
modifications.
Changes. Okay.
Tense modifications.
I'm going to believe Tom.
Okay,
second.
All in favor? Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Minutes from the last meeting have been approved. So the first thing on the agenda, since we'll go ahead and stick to the process for the agenda, or the scheduled agenda. So first off is the Arizona Department of Economic Security. I'm sorry. Oh, right. Is that okay? Can we? We're good. Okay. Yeah, we were going to, just so everybody knows, we were going to switch the items. There was a request to flip-flop, and now we don't need to do that, so. How you doing? All right, whenever you guys are ready, go ahead.
Chairman and members of the committee, good afternoon. My name is Clark Latham, Strategic Program Manager with ASSET. We're here today to review a Department of Economic Security pre-page assessment project. With us from the department today, and to my right, I'll let them introduce themselves.
Stephen Welsh, CIO.
My name is Andy Miller. I'm the Business Analyst Manager, Department of Economic Security, Division of Child Support Services.
My name is Jeff Starr. I'm the Systems and Automation Administrator, Child Support Services.
In the meeting packet, you will see that DES is proposing to engage a contracting firm to evaluate and assess replacement options for the Arizona Tracking and Locate Automated System, also known as ATLAS. ATLAS is a mainframe-based, approximately 20 years old, and it becomes efficient in support of business operation in numerous areas. Via the proposed feasibility study assessment, DES anticipates the ability to recommend a solution and a budget for replacement and modernization of ATLAS. ASSET is recommending the pre-page assessment be approved with conditions, which we can review after the presentation. And with that, I will turn it over to DES at this time. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. As outlined, this project is to assess the feasibility of replacing it. This would be a phase one assessment. there are heavily funded from the Federal Reserve, I'm sorry, the federal government on this particular process. The cadence of which this project would fit in with the federal schedule, we are on that on-ramp right now, so this would be a good timing for that particular perspective. This is also one of the largest systems we have within the agency. So the Division of Child Support Services is the division which has authority over this particular application and is to establish the parenting, enforcement, court orders, review of the orders, modifications, and economic circumstances to which the parties agree. So there's approximately $742 million that flow through the system on an annualized basis. 320,000 cases, of which 290,000 of those cases are active. So it's very high transaction, and a lot of folks were in that. And essentially, this is a system that could contain 18 or more years of continued services. It is the largest system in DES, over 4 million lines of code. These codes are written in a system called Atabase, COBOL, and Mainframe. The transactional count is almost 2 billion, 1.9 billion transactions. The system is approaching the 20-year mark, and this is actually a phase two of a project that started prior to 1996. 1996 was the complete system. There are 720 screens that comprise of this system, all green screens. The data exchanges go to 33 systems. Those systems are both within the state and also externally to our federal partners. So some of the challenges that we have are the mainframe, the staff which run that particular mainframe system, acquiring those folks, maintaining those folks, and ensuring that we have reliable services coming from those colleagues is important, and that is an ongoing challenge to ensure that those positions are filled. The user interface itself is all green screen, so we certainly have some challenges with newer folks joining the workforce and seeing green screen situations for the first time and some training associated with that. Security, mainframe security, and ensuring that the system is isolated from the rest of our environment while at the same time trying to integrate with that environment can have some challenges. Inflexibility relates back to the code set itself. Changing the code to adapt to business processes can be risky and has been risky in the past, where we've made changes to the system and those changes have impacted negatively in other areas of the system, which have caused us to back those changes out. The reporting that we generate both internally and externally is not automated reporting. A lot of this reporting is used with office automation products to try and have a streamlined process, but this itself can inject errors into the process. And then customer access is essentially no access for the customers to use this particular system. So certainly the system has considerable impact once we get out of the assessment phase into the RFP phase. That's why it's really important for us to continue with the federal funding on this to ensure we get the maximum bang for our investment with these systems. Phase one, which is this phase here, we're at about a 12 to 18 month period for that to conclude. There's essentially a two-thirds, one-third federal funding state match on these particular phases. And then phase phase two would conclude in following on with our federal partners and working with other state agencies in some cases to ensure that we have a system that not only meets our needs, but also matches the federal needs for these systems. And once again, the federal funding would be 2/3 to 1/3 on that. So the feasibility study, we are going to define and document what the system currently does, develop system objectives, and this includes reviewing other systems, and so we have an initial comparison for those. Define what our business requirements are both now and in the future so we can have some longevity with this system. Identify alternatives, cost benefit for those alternatives, of which the feds have outlined 7 areas to consider for this type of development services, and support a federal review of this project as part of this particular phase. And then that would move over into a phase two once that is approved. So this is a time for any questions, and it also concludes the public presentation of our presentation.
Okay, any issues to discuss? Now, Steve, you said this concludes the public portion. Are you insinuating you want to?
So it is the option of the committee to move into executive session, and we could discuss some of the dollar amounts and some of the other information that we have. We're certainly ready to discuss that, but that is not part of a public discussion.
So if this committee wishes, we can go into non-public discussion about that, and then we reconvene after that and vote.
In relation to the procurement process of the vendor for the feasibility study?
So it's, yes, it's in relation to the numbers and the costs, which are not, should not be made public.
That makes sense.
Is there a desire to go into a secured session or a confidential session?
Sure, I'll move that we convene an executive session for the purpose of gathering required information about the vendor for the feasibility study.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
All right, any opposed? All right, with that, we're gonna move into confidential session, so I ask everybody to clear out, and then we'll go back into public mode when we're ready to vote.